Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, I'm speaking with one of our attendees. And Daniel, I'm going to let you tell me a little bit more about yourself. You work for a company that distributes and actually is an exclusive distributor for our sponsor here, Agritame. So tell me about your company and what you do.
Actually, it's very nice to be here, to be able to be in the melting pot of this new revolution about fertilizers. And I work for Fertilizantes Piratini, located in south of Brazil. We are part of Fertipar Group, which in 2009 ended up being the second largest group of fertilizer in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So it's a familiar company, and it's very similar to Agritain. Mm-hmm. That's why we got this partnership. So the way that we work down there is very similar that to the way that they work here. So we got a very good we got a very good tune.
Sure.
So,
well, I understand that you supply product then to cooperatives or farmer groups. Here in the United States, we're always interested in knowing what's going on in Brazil. And I guess I'd ask, when it comes to this type of fertilizer, how do you see the adoption of it on the part of producers, farmers in particular, and where do you think we're at in terms of developing a market for this type of fertilizer?
Actually, is very amazing the acceptance of the product since we started working in 2004. In a yearly basis, it is skyrocketing. Hmm. The proportions that we sell in urea or Agritain treated urea, we are looking towards 100%. Agritain urea. We sell, last year we sold 3.5 million tons as a group, and roughly 20 to 30% of this was urea. So we have good numbers to work with, and the acceptance over the years is very nice, because we have a very nice crew in Brazil. We have great connections with research institutions. So we have lots of publications in Portuguese, and we have done lots of works in the fields, changing the conscience to the farmers, because we use their already we are very worried about the environment. We use no-till systems, which Agritain Superan fits perfectly. So we are already, the farmer in Brazil is already very aware of nitrogen loss. It's one of the most well-known situations when talking about urea. So for the market in Brazil for the next few years, it's going to be very interesting, especially for Agritain.
What would be some of the main crops that you're seeing the adoption into?
The main crops in talking about Brazil, it's going to be corn, maize, sugar cane, rice, irrigated flooded rice, and other minor crops such as forestry, coffee, and cotton. But the three main ones that that we see is corn, sugar cane, and then rice. So
okay.
And with this entire revolution of biofuels or something like that, for sugarcane, it's going to fit perfectly.
Yeah. Well, we see the adoption of biofuels is very, very key here in the United States, and even in our energy policy, although it does have its debates and issues that go on, but increasing the efficiency of production is only going to benefit and enhance the biofuel sector, I would think.
Of course. By enhancing, by optimizing the utilization of nutrients, you're going to be able to, I mean, to be more cost effective in the production and providing a cheaper fuel option for the consumer and consumer. So it's a very good trend for us, and it's nice to be in Brazil to be part of that.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to speak with me here at this Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.